with you again out of St. John, the 6th chapter. I'll read verses 5 through 9 and then verse 11 and 12. The Bible reads this morning, "When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworths of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, There is a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many? 11. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." We are to use a thought of subject this morning. We like to use the thought, when not enough turns into more than enough. When not enough turns into more than enough.
Every time somebody count me out, the Lord just keeps on blessing me. Every time somebody say no, God has a message to say yes, sir. And I thank God this morning, because every time I turn around, God just keeps on blessing me. Not that I've done anything so good. Oh, hallelujah to the name Jesus. You ought to be happy this morning. Happy in Jesus. Because if you don't know anything about the blessings of God by now, and you are of age, then I feel sorry for your sin sick soul. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Every time I turn around, that is a testament within itself. Sometimes it's not large blessings, it's those little things that makes a difference. And sometimes we have gotten so used to being blessed to where we take for granted even the little things. When you opened up your eyes this morning and realized that you were still yet counted amongst the living, God had blessed you once again. Now, I don't know about you, but I got to give God praise while I have a chance. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. We are thankful to God for our choir this morning, for the testimonies and all of the songs and prayers that have already been sent up to the Lord our God. So we're thankful this morning just to be counted amongst the living. We're going to have a message this morning, when not enough turns into more than enough. What a blessing it is just to be together one more time, lifting up the name of Jesus, giving our God thanks for all of the wonderful things that he has done, that he is doing, and those things that we expect him to do. And I'm so glad to be standing in this sacred spot this morning, for it amazes me how good it is to be with church family. We all make up the body of Christ. The Bible teaches us love one another as he has loved us. I was blessed to go to the family reunion last week to see those that we see every now and then. Because one thing that brings us together, unfortunately, is when someone dies. But isn't it good to get together just because? You know, I was grateful yesterday to go to a celebration and then to go and to share with some friends. And it was 7 or 8 siblings from all different places, from New Jersey all the way to Georgia and Florida, that have just come together, just the siblings, just to be together. And that made me feel good to be in the midst of family that love one another, that don't wait until something happened to come together. It was such a sweet spirit in that house, and it was a beautiful house, but I told my daughter when we was leaving, I said, that's not a house, that's a home. I could feel the love inside that house. And when the man that owns the house opened the door, never seen my face before, but he didn't look at me as a stranger. He extended his hand, and I told him my name and why I was at his house. And the people that I went to see, they heard my voice and they called out my name. And so the whole family was just welcoming and full of love and a good spirit. It's good to be around people that love one another, because if you don't love one another, that love is not going to go out that you can feel it. You can just feel the presence without anybody saying anything special. And so I felt special just to be in their midst. Just left the celebration and they had so much food to eat and they kept on, you want to eat, you want to eat. I said, well, we just ate. So I said, well, I will take a piece of cake. They kept on pressing. So, of course, every preacher, or most preachers, when we leave somebody's house, they got food, I come out just like this. And I told them it is a custom that when preachers go to people's houses, we are accustomed to leaving with a plate. So I thank you for the plate. God is a mighty good God. And so we have to learn just how good it is to have family. A lot of times we don't get along, we have our differences, but there comes a time that when we know that it's family, we ought to be able to see that everything will work out for our goods. Every time we fall out, we ought to fall back in, because we don't know when God is going to come to take any of us home. We all have stories of what it was like growing up, times when two families stayed in one house, and meals were prepared that would be what we call stretch kind of meals. You know, you didn't fix a little bit, you had to fix a lot, like you were feeding an army. And whatever it was, it was just great to have the knowledge of knowing that whatever it is, I'm not going to go hungry. Many of us can go back into those times when we lived together and if there were more than one or two siblings, then unless you had a big house, you didn't even have your own bed, let alone your own bedroom. I thought I was something when I finally got a chance to have my own bed. My brother was still in the same room, but I had my own bed. God blessed us and elevated us to a point to where all of a sudden I got my own room because I was the eldest. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I never will forget where I come from. Those times when we had to sleep together, and a lot of times I let him get in the bed first and I tell Robert Jr., get over. He already got my spot worn. I thank God for how we were brought up and how we were made to appreciate one another and to be there for one another and to just do the thing that family does. It is good to come from a family that realize that none of us are better than the others. And when you are in that position, and I know we're not the only one, but when you're in that position where two families have to live in one house, you have to make some compromises. We didn't live in houses that had two bathrooms and all of the luxuries that we enjoy now. So you had to wait your turn. And God forbid you wake up in the morning and need to go and somebody in there. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Look where God has brought us from. See, our young people, some of them don't have any idea what I'm talking about. And we've been blessed to a point where they'll never have to experience what we had to experience when we were growing up. There were times sometimes where, as good as I loved meat, we didn't have meat. You had some molasses and some biscuits. And try to dress the molasses up, put some butter in it, and get it that right color brown. Not talking to anybody in here. You take it from dark molasses to sort of milk chocolate molasses. You get you a hot biscuit or a whole cake, and you just go to work. Lucky if you had any meat in the refrigerator to make a sandwich. And we always had some bologna. Yeah, that's one thing that we always had. Mama knew if she got some that pimento cheese jump, that was hers. She didn't have to worry about us messing in it because we didn't like it. But I just thank God. I thank God that I was blessed most of all, not for what I got, but for the love that was given unto me. Because that love taught me how to love other people. That love taught me how important it is to enjoy the thing that God has given us. If you ever had anything that God has given you, you ought to be willing to bless somebody else if you can. We should be thankful for whatever it is that God has given us. I'm sure that there are people that know what it's like to not have enough. As poor as we are, we can still say that we are blessed. I know that I have more junk and things now than I ever had while I was growing up. But most of us have now 2-3 televisions. When we look back in the day, you were lucky if you had one. In our time, it wasn't color, it was black and white. You never know what color the people had on. Don't forget where you come from. Wood stove. We were blessed, thank the Lord, that we didn't have an outhouse, but the bathroom was out on the back porch, so you just about going to. Man, when I began to think about where I come from, I give my God glory and praise for the blessings that he bestowed upon us. Many times traveling to South Carolina and deep in the woods and had one night, they'd love to go over to her house. But Lord, she had an outhouse. About halfway scared to walk through the woods to go out there. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Something about being together. It didn't make any difference because we didn't know anything else. But God has blessed us. And as much as God has blessed us, we realize that some of us sit around like God owes us something. We are blessed because he is who he is. And so I'm thankful to God that when we look back over our life, many of you are not too proud to say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Any of you have any memories of when you were growing up? Now you can thank God from whence you come. But it's good that God has blessed us to have more. But if we got more and we don't use it wisely, then we are misusing the gifts that God has given us. Today, for a few minutes, I want to talk to you about how Jesus has the power to take a little and make it a lot. And how there's always somebody in our midst that may have exactly what we need. Never underestimate how God places people in your life. And they're there for a reason. Sometimes we fail to realize that everything that we read about, God has already blessed us. He is willing and he is able to do it, not only yesterday, but the same God we serve is doing those blessings right now. In our text this morning, we find that it was about time for the Passover feast. So many came from near and far to be in the number. While they were there, they witnessed and saw the miracles that he performed on those that were diseased. He possessed the power that they hadn't seen in the prophets, the priests, or the disciples. For the Bible declares that with men, some things are impossible, but not with God. Why? Because God is able. Why? Because God can do anything but fail. Think about how good God has been when God, all he had to do was just speak the word. And whatever he wanted to happen, happened. Some say his first miracle when he turned water into wine. They saw people with leprosy being healed. They saw the blind receiving their sight. Even how one day he went to the graveside and cried out, Lazarus, come forth. And he got up and walked up out of the grave. Now, isn't it amazing how much power God has? And then when God blessed us with our little mind and our little intellect, and we began to think we know more than God knows. Don't none of us know as much as God knows this morning. Conditions, conditions. But thank God for the conditions. If you're able to feel it, if you're able to know that you're having it, then just thank God that you are yet still alive. So I'm so thankful to God, because when I look here at this text this morning, it says that after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles. You see, some of us, we have to see it in order to believe it. But if you are really living by faith, we can walk and not see it, but some way or another, we believe that it can happen. Walking by faith and not by sight. But these people saw the miracles that God performed on all of those that were diseased. Now, we have all these doctors and specialists and this, that, or the other now, but we have to understand that their intellect and their gifts come from God himself. And so I'm so glad that there are people that went and got the education and doing the things that they're doing so that we can prolong or make what we call a better way of living. But in the end of the day, we are just blessed because God decided to bless us. It is good to be there to know that there is some help, but the greatest help of all is knowing exactly who Jesus is. Now, they saw Jesus do all these miraculous things. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. You know, every now and again, you need to sit down and just look at the blessings that God has bestowed upon you. The Bible declares in the Passover, a feast of the Jews were nigh, meaning that it was close to the time that the Passover was going to happen. So as we know the scriptures, we know that people came from here, there, and everywhere just to be there at the Passover. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes as he sat down the mountaintop with the disciples, he saw a great company come unto him. And he said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now, they realized that they saw the miracles that God had done. And because he had done these miraculous things, they followed him. And they followed him to the degree to where there were over 5,000 people that had followed him. And they were there, and it was time for somebody to get something to eat. Now, Jesus looked upon them and saw that there were many there that needed to eat. But Philip said that we don't have money enough to take care of all these people that we're looking at. But Jesus told them this because the Bible says in verse 6 that this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. You see, sometimes while we're trying to figure it out, God already has it worked out. We don't know the plans or the thoughts that God has for us until we allow God to show himself in our lives. There are some of us missing out on our blessings even right now because we are still waiting on a sign. All we got to do is know that God is God and we trust him to be our God. See, I'm glad when David said the Lord is my shepherd because I had to get that personal relationship with God just like David did. You got to get a personal relationship with God to where you can say the Lord is my shepherd. You got to be able to know that sometime when you look in the cupboard and it's beginning to get bare, God will supply your every need. Sometimes you don't know where your next blessing is going to come from, but God is a blessing God. God always knows what he is going to do, but a lot of times we have no earthly idea what we're going to do from one day until the next. One thing about it is that when we make plans for tomorrow, we ought to talk to God about it first. Because no matter what we think we might be able to do, God is the one that gives us the strength to get up and to go from one place to another. Well, the Bible declared that Philip answered them that 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient enough to feed all of these, that everybody may take a little. You know how it is when you didn't have but one chicken and you had about 5 or 6 heads in the house. You got a piece of chicken. Oh, y'all done forgot. Y'all done, that's why we all fat now. Now we eat 3 and 4 pieces of chicken. Now those of us that knew that we like to eat, we try to jump and get that breast. Just carry you back to where you come from. But now, the thing is that everybody need to get a little. And then after everybody's gone through, if there's some left, then you can go back and get some more. But isn't it good to have those parents that knew how to fix those meals that you can get? Even if you didn't get the one piece of chicken, you had some beans or some potatoes or something as a side that will fill up that gut. All you need to do is get rid of hungry. Sometimes you could do that with a tomato sandwich. Oh, yeah, I'm talking to the right folk now. So when we look here, 200 penny worth of bread. So in other words, all the money that we got in the treasure, if we will go and spend it all, we still won't be able to feed all these people. But now God already knew what he was going to do. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, there's a lad here which have 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Now, lad does not necessarily mean that it was a child. In that day and time, it could have been even a slave. But out of all of these 5,000 and more people, one individual had some food. Now, when we look at the story, and it's not a story, it's a reality, because it is written in the Word of God. How would you think that out of all of these people, only one person had some food? And now, it doesn't tell us that God asked them, that lad, for the food. He just said that, Simon Peter just said that there's a lad here that got it. So, what Jesus said, make everybody sit down. Now, there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down and number about 5,000. And so now Jesus, the Bible declared, took these 2 loaves, these 5 loaves, and these 2 fish. But first of all, he gave thanks. So you see, that's the key in all things. We got to learn how to thank God. We have to teach our children what grace is all about. We have to teach our children to take time out to pray and thank God for whatever it is that you got. Even if you sat there and you don't like the menu, you still have to thank God that it was there put before you. And so I'm so thankful to know that I serve a God that is able to take a little bit and make it come too much. The Bible declares that as he looked at this, God has an opportunity. God has a way of making a miracle. And the miracle that God does on this particular day, he takes these 5 loaves and these 2 fish, and he makes them and thanks God for them, and he makes them spread out unto where he distributed to the disciples. Then the disciples distributed to those that were sitting down on the grass. But they all got more than enough. For the Bible declared that they got their fill and some more. Don't you know when God blesses you, you ought to be able to tell God, Lord, I just want to thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon me. We got to give God thanks for all that God has done. For I realized that I could have been hungry, but the Lord God blessed me that I have food to eat. And my God can take a little bit and spread it out to a whole lot. And we got to learn how to stop throwing away so much. That is what the Bible declared when he said, I don't want nothing to be lost. So he told the disciples, go out and gather that is left over. See, we got the 12 baskets of fragments that was left, and God took those and made sure that they didn't misuse the blessings of God. I come to tell somebody, if God has blessed you this morning, and if you know that God has blessed you with more than enough, you ought to be able to tell somebody God will feed you when you get hungry. You ought to be able to tell somebody, I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that when I didn't have very much, God turned my little bit into a whole lot. And I'm so glad to know that the same God that Andrew was talking about, the same God that was sitting there on the mountain, the same God that's sitting high and looking down low right now, I thank him that he is my God. And I ask the Lord every now and again to increase what I have, and so that I can give more blessings unto somebody else. Anybody glad that God has blessed you? Anybody glad that you're not living in the condition that you used to live in? Anybody know that the Lord is a mighty good God? And when you trust the Lord with all that you got, I just stopped by to tell somebody this morning that I serve a God that can take a little bit. But when there's not enough, he can turn them into more than enough. God is more than enough. God is all that we need. If you got God down on the inside, You ought to be able to tell somebody this morning, I might not be what I want to be, but I thank God I'm not what I used to be. I don't dot every I and cross every T, but I serve a God that looks down on us. And the God that I serve, he said, all I got to do when I need a little bit of help, all I got to do is look up to the hills where all of my help come from. For when I get hungry, I don't worry about what's in the refrigerator. Because my God said, I got cattle upon a thousand hills. He'll feed you when you get hungry. If you need a piece of bread, all you got to know is God said, I am the bread of life. And if you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, everything is going to be all right. So I serve a God that is still true to his word. I serve a God that will do what you need him to do. Sometimes when you look there and you don't have enough to make ends meet, but you can call on God in the name of Jesus. And in all due time, God will take that thing and turn it around for your good. I serve an able God this morning, a God that is able to heal your body, a God that is able to clear out your mind, a God that is able to give you peace of mind, a God that is able to tell you to tell your enemy to get behind you. I serve a God this morning that know the devil is after you, going to and for and seek who he can destroy. But I'm glad that I got a God that when I see the enemy coming, I can make a detour and go the other way, because he is a mighty God. I ask the Lord to lead and direct my path, that I might make a step toward the Lord. And if I make one step, I know God will make two steps. If I make two more steps, God will make four steps. God will double whatever you give out. God will give it right back. So don't you worry about what you've done for nobody. If you've done it out of the goodness of your heart, be thankful that God blessed you to be a blessing. Because God is able to take when you don't have enough, when God is able to make it more than enough. Anybody ever get that every now and then check? But every now and then he send you a little extra. Come from somebody that you never thought was going to give you nothing. I'm so glad this morning that God has all the things that we need. The Bible declared, but my God shall supply all of your need. Is he your God this morning? Is he your deliverer this morning? Is he your doctor that's never lost a case? Is he your bridge across troubled water? I stopped to tell somebody trouble is going to come. But I'm so glad that trouble don't last always. I'm so glad that you don't have to worry about being down all the time. For when you look up and reach for the Lord, God will allow you to get up out of the miry clay. Set your feet on a rock. Let you know that he's still your God. I just thank my God this morning that he allowed 5,000 men and women, along with all of their children, to eat all that they needed to eat. Everybody got enough. Nobody was lounged out a little bit, but everybody got their fill. And I want to let you know that God will give you. He will give you your fill this morning. You got to trust him. And when everything began to get bleak, when everything began to get dark, all you got to do is trust God that everything is going to work out for your good. God is the light of the world, and he brought us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. And I'm just so glad this morning to know that God is able to take a little and make it more than enough. For when you don't have enough, don't give up in despair, but call on the name Jesus. There's power in that name Jesus. There's deliverance in that name Jesus. If you just meditate and just sit still and let God be God, you will see the goodness and the greatness that God has for us. I'm so glad to know that all you got to do is just know who God is. And because the Bible declared in our text, God already knew what he was going to do. God can look out at the multitudes of us even now. Every one of us need him for something. And so we have to let our neighbor know that the same God that blesses me, he will bless you. Don't allow nobody to make you think that God is not still by your side. Don't allow nobody to tell you that when you're weak, that God won't renew your strength and make you strong. I wonder how many of you are true believers this morning and thank God from whence you come and know that Even if you don't have enough money to buy all that you need, whatever little bit that you get, if you use it wisely, God will make your little that's not enough turn into more than enough. I'm glad of that this morning, because I'm so glad that, you know, every one of us, we know when you get hungry, your body talks to you. If you're not careful in the room too quiet, he talks to you and somebody else. It's such an embarrassing thing to be sitting in a conversation and all of a sudden your stomach starts crying out. You may act like you don't know who it is, but it seems like there's a microphone in your stomach. It just comes right from that direction. You know, by then, I got to get a little something to put in my body. Sometimes, and I'm so thankful that God is able, because over the past 2 weeks, and I shared with you this appetite problem, but I learned to eat what you can, nibble, snack, or do whatever you got to do. But don't be crazy enough to think that you can survive without eating something. May not be what you want. And sometimes food can smell so good, and then you get right there and you're not able to eat any of it. But all you got to do is make it through that day. The next day may be a totally different day. You eat everything in sight. God would take a little. If we just use a little common sense and to let God continue to be God, we'll know that he will bless us with the things that he needs. That's why I believe that when Paul said, "But my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory." See, God still got cattle running. God still got some beef out there. So God still got some things out there. Chickens just, but you know, the chickens, they're getting them. Well, I ain't going to go with that. But there got to be a whole lot of chickens in the world. For all the chicken is being sold everywhere by everybody. And as much as we say we're tired of chicken, there's nothing like the smell of some good fried chicken. And it'll make you want it whether you need it or not. Chicken used to be our Sunday meal. You sort of make a way through the week. There's something about having that fried chicken on Sunday. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm finished.